Book of Isaiah, chapter 51. Isaiah, chapter 51, verse 1, verse 2. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. So this is a prophetic story that Isaiah told. It has a few ingredients that I will highlight when we arrive at our destination. In case you did not notice, the verse 1 is selective. Just in case you didn't notice. It says, hearken unto me, not everybody. Only those that follow after righteousness, only those that seek the Lord. This is not a call to Christians. There's a call to those that have accepted the government of Christ. Because when God wants to effect anything on the earth, he only uses those that are under his government. So the specification revealed in this scripture is those that follow after righteousness and those that have trained themselves to seek the Lord. Those that will not seek other sources in attempting to help themselves. Their only lifeline is to seek the Lord. Right? So it is selective. And it happens to be that that's how Abraham was. I don't want to go there yet. Let's go back to the politics. There's a political setting that the book of Genesis chapter 10 provides. And it's within that setting that Genesis chapter 12 is found. Come with me. Genesis 10. Are you there? Okay. Genesis 10 tries to expose us to the record of genealogies, because after the fall, there were three families that God had to work with: the family of Shem, the family of Ham, and the family of Japheth. These three families find expression at the time Jesus was condemned. The family of Shem, their representatives were the senators or the members of the Sanhedrin that gathered together to condemn Jesus to death, even though there was no scripture in the Torah that provided the context for that condemnation. They had to creatively devise a doctrine of necessity, that it is better for one man to die than for a whole nation. It was the descendants of Shem that came to that conclusion, and they sentenced Jesus to death. Pilate was a descendant of Japheth. Even though the Roman constitution, the Roman law, did not have any provision with which he could condemn Jesus, he had to invoke a tradition. His sentence was based on an ancient tradition. It was not based on established law. Right? So if you don't understand the family tree that is about to be described in the book of Genesis chapter 10, there are several intrigues that find expression in the New Testament that you may not be able to understand. Are you still with me? You know, you guys are young people. You are still college people, working class people, so you are sharp, so I can trouble you with scriptures. But if I'm speaking with old people, it's John 3:16, the love of God. So what we have in the book of Genesis chapter 10 is a record of genealogy. And I don't want to go into it deeply, but if you have time, you can go through the list. You will find out that all... Okay, one thing to mention before we jump. Pilate was a son of Japhet. Simon the Cyrenian that took the cross from Jesus to lighten his body was a son of Ham. So if you don't understand this family tree that is building, there are many things you will not be able to interpret. Are you there? I want to show you something quickly. You can use your AI to help you do the calculations of how many descendants from each of the ancestors. I did some personal study on this matter. You will find out that if you study Japhet from the presentation, you will find 14 tribes that came from Japhet. If you study Ham, there are 30 tribes that came from Ham. If you study Shem, there are 26 tribes that came from Shem. So 14 plus 30 plus 26 gives us 70, the number of nations. Now, so that's the summary of what you have in the book of Genesis chapter 10. We have 70 tribes. And so when you go to the book of Genesis chapter 11 and you hear something like the whole world was one language and one speech, you will have a temptation to think that it was just one language. Meanwhile, in chapter 10, it had revealed to us that these families were according to their tribes. So we have 70 of such mentioned here. Before, are you there?
Yes.
Before Babel, there were 70 tribes. The only thing about what was written in chapter 11 around Babel was that whether or not you speak, what do you speak in that your place? Okay, so whatever language you speak, and I speak my language, I'll be able to understand you. I may not be able to speak your language, I'll be able to understand you, and you can understand me perfectly well, irrespective of the fact that we are communicating in different languages. All right, so that was the situation in the book of Genesis chapter 11. Because if you see God's intervention and what God did, because that energy was channeled in defiance, God stripped them of the ability to understand, so they were thrown into confusion. Now, so it was not the languages, as it were, but it was the ability to comprehend that was retrieved. And if you were a student of the book, you will find that on the day of Pentecost, what was retrieved, what was taken away, was restored. And people could hear each one speaking in his own language wherein he was born. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
The second thing I'd like you to notice by the time we arrive at Genesis chapter 11 is that there is an introduction of human government. Prior to this time, there was nothing like government. There were only families and kindreds. And government was limited to families and kindreds. But by the time we arrive at Genesis chapter 11, we have human government as an established system. And it happens to be that the man Nimrod, heard of Nimrod? The man Nimrod was the king. Now, the way the earth, the way man was designed in a certain way, such that he has no purpose apart from the purpose he sustains when he's yielded to God. He's a creature that is supposed to operate in dominion, but that dominion is a function of delegated authority. You will find the details in the book of Psalms 82. Psalms 82, you'll find the details. How that man, I have said, ye are gods, but all of you are children of the Most High God. It is when you are subject to God, submitted to God, God now bequeaths to you delegated authority, and on the strength of that authority, you can exercise dominion. That's the pattern. But you see, what the fall did is that the fall isolated us from the implication of the authority of God. We became independent from God. Are you there? And in order to replace God's authority, human government was now set up. And in the pinnacle of that government was a personality called Nimrod. Now, I would have taken you people into historical perspective, into archaeological perspective, in order for us to identify this fellow called Nimrod. And what he pioneered in terms of priesthood. That civilization was held under a certain demonic type of priesthood. But I don't have time to work that aspect in this. We'll still do it in subsequent conferences. We'll see the shaft, the layers of the heavens that were opened through priesthood, through darkness. You will find out where the occults, where divination, where necromancy, and all those things find their roots from. All right? Not this time. Maybe in the next camp. The next camp will do a tour of spirituality. Then you will notice. Okay, next camp. The entire landscape no longer had the ability to align with God's will. Darkness had covered the entire terrain. It was under this circumstance that God began to whisper to Abraham to call him. Because it wasn't possible for God, and are you with me? There were a few great men that rose before Abraham. We have Noah, we have Enoch. Few great men. These great men that rose, with none of them did God initialize the protocol of redemption. The intention that God had in mind to redeem man, that he spoke about in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, that will be occasioned by the seed of the woman. He didn't begin that initiative with any of the great men that rose before Abraham. Are you there? It's what with Abraham that God now began to initiate the program of redemption. Redemption began with Abraham. He found his fullness and his actualization in Christ. That's why if we go to the book of Galatians chapter 3, we can't talk about what the blessings that have been made available to the Gentiles without talking about Abraham. So it was in Christ that a certain commonwealth of possibility that was in the Holy Ghost was extended to all the tribes of the earth. All right? So redemption began with that thing God began with Abraham was redemption. But the fullness of the protocol was achieved with who? With Christ. That is the teaching of Galatians chapter 3. Are you still with me? Now, I'd like us to look at Abraham now, because when the darkness became intense, God had no choice but to call a man. God will not be able to do anything in the earth except he calls a man. A call is a privilege. A call is a privilege to participate with God in implementing what is on his heart. Can you imagine how God began to hover? The governmental system had insulated itself against God. If we had looked at the priesthood, you would see that the religious system that Nimrod had institutionalized, the worship of the sun god, had insulated itself against God. So God was looking for an entry point into the earth. And Nimrod already had 70 tribes under his hand. There was no way God could build anything on the life of Abraham if he remained in the context where he was. And God had to call him out. Meanwhile, I showed us a scripture. Did you still remember? Isaiah chapter 51. He said, "Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the law. Look unto Abraham thy father, and unto Sarah that bore thee." Do you know the meaning of that? God is saying that the same pattern that I'm going to execute through the life of Abraham is the same pattern I'm going to execute through all of your lives. So Abraham will be your pattern. So look at it. If you can comprehend what God did with Abraham, just note that's what he's going to do with you. And that's the reason why I brought Abraham as the focal point of our consideration. I know most of you have not taken time to look. Oh, he said, look on. His dealings with you will not be different from what he did with Abraham. So in the darkness of our generation, the darkness of our time, of our season, in order for God to find an entry point to begin to implement his will, what he will do is that he will call people. Now, Abraham's calling was strange. "Get thee out of thy country. Get thee out of thy kindred. Get thee out of thy father's house." If he obeys that, he becomes a man without a country. He becomes a man without a genealogy. He becomes a man without a family. He becomes a man without a surname, a human name to his origin. Are you there? He was just Abraham. You are not following me. Fatherless. Okay, it's just like you go to USCIS and say, can you be so kind as to expunge my name from the lexicon of Americans? Remove my name. That means after that happens, you now deport yourself. Don't wait for ICE to deport you. When you have accomplished that, deport yourself. Get a ticket and move. So no country, he was a citizen of no country. And he was a man that had no father. And the reason why God called him like that was because God was going to be responsible for giving him an identity. I was supposed to get you the name of Abraham's tribe. That I couldn't do that before this evening because I was praying. Right? I wanted to find his tribe, what he spoke when he was in awe of the Chaldees. So forgive me for that. But what I want you to understand is that when that man began that journey, the language he spoke in all the Chaldees, there was nobody left for him to speak it. And I hope you know, if you keep speaking a language, you retain it. When you stop speaking it, so he lost his original language. So even if he had seen someone that was from his village, he would not be able to communicate with the person because he's been away for so long a time. It was the journey God asked him to embark upon that was responsible for him becoming a Hebrew. If you check all those 70 languages, there's no Hebrew there. He became a Hebrew because he accepted to navigate in the journeys of God. You will learn a language. Yes. There is a language you will learn. A language of dependence, a language of faith. That language, you never had it when you were rooted in the convenience of the setting that you grew up. So God is going to expunge you from that setting. And he will arrange a trip for you that will isolate you so that you can learn the language. I know you like the comfort of, you know, your parents and all the things they've built around you. And that's wonderful. I don't need to tell you my own story. But if you will not be bored with my story, I need to tell you that my dad was one of the privileged people in my country. He won a scholarship, and that scholarship brought him to Georgia for education. Yeah, so when they were through with all the kind of education that we got from here, they were the high-class individuals in my nation. All right? But he didn't live long. And part of... Are you following? Okay, Satan took him out so that we now can be isolated. There are some things that you happened to you and they were so terrible, you are still carrying the pain. Meanwhile, God was aware. It was a plan to ensure that you were isolated to begin your own journeys. You didn't read the scripture. You didn't read what I was saying. Abraham, he said, I called him alone. At the end of the day, the arrangement is to isolate you. That's when you will know if you have capacity to survive or not. You know, we have to tell you the truth. According to the example of Abraham that I showed you, no one remains at home. Every man must journey. Please help me preach to your neighbor. Nobody. Nobody will be left. I was thinking that now that God wanted to send this man out, that God will give him a map. God will give him Google Maps, Waze. What's the other one? Apple Maps. I thought he would give him some navigating system. You know what he told him? You will go to the land that I will show you. That it means no map. But as you are advancing, every dream you have is significant to the next step you take. Every open vision, every whisper, every knowing of revelation is part of the map that is. And he will give you sufficient insight just to cover the next phase. You not? Are you following? You are not following. If you are traveling and you don't know where you are going, and you are depending on someone for the next few insights that will inform the direction you take, do you realize that you cannot afford to quarrel with that person? If Abraham quarrels with God, God will leave him in the heart of the wilderness. So the map was classified. I'll be giving you, and that's how your life. I know you are very intelligent. You were in the engineering class and you came out best. And you would think because of your intelligence, you have any advantage. Then a time now comes for you to get married. And nobody knows you are intelligent. You will go to a land that he will show you. I felt that the best service I could give my generation was to teach people the truth. Not to excite people. When you finish the excitement, you still don't have your map. The moment of excitement doesn't help your navigation. That means this man is going to be seeking God intentionally because he knows that his navigation depends on it. And it happens to be that the inheritance that God wants to give the man is on the other side of the trip. So there is every reason, every motivation for him to continue the trip. And continuing the trip means staying glued to God to receive intelligence. I know that's not how your life is. Yes, that's not how your life is, but that is a prototype that God wants to implement in your life. So it means that the earlier you wake up and get glued to the one that is holding the map, the faster you arrive at your destination. The other day, a lady came to me, said she's 37 years old, and that her biological time clock was already late, and there was no husband in her life, and she came to threaten me that I should talk to God to release the husband quickly. You see, the problem with that arrangement is that the lady just came with information of her biological time clock. She did not come with the information of the encounters she has had with God. Now, destiny does not take time. It takes encounter. You will do something deliberate in order for you to stumble on an encounter. Are you with me? You are not aware that the map is classified. You are not aware. If you know that you need a map, you will sharpen your ability to hear God. And you will pay the price that it takes in order for your receptacle to come alive. So anytime they are doing long prayers, don't run away. By the time you do it for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, your spirit will open. We forced God to speak to us. We forced him. He didn't plan to speak to us. I couldn't pick anything. My friends would be, I said, all right, the only way now is that we now started 8 hours of prayer. How old was I then? 8 hours of prayer every Saturday. 8 hours of prayer. Praying in tongues for 8 hours every Saturday. We start by 8 a.m. We end by 4 p.m. every Saturday. After 2 years of praying like that, if I sleep, I will see things. If I'm studying the scriptures, it became easy for me to. God will just stir my spirit. Sometimes it will just. I know danger is coming. I don't know how I know, but I know. You will pay a price to stir up the economy of the prophetic grace that is on every believer. It was Moses that said that I wish that all the Lord's children were prophets and that he will put his spirit on them. All right? It means that there is an aspect of the prophetic that every believer is supposed to operate in because he has the Holy Ghost in his life. It is through that activation that you receive direction. You don't know where he's taking you, but he will tell you the first step to take. Then you will depend on him for the next. You are not with me. According to the standards of Nigeria, I'm supposed to be a big preacher. Very big preacher. We built a cathedral. It was massive. So massive. And my office is bigger than the office of the governor. Yes. A furniture company came and furnished it. Fixed shelves. Fixed everything. My big table. The only thing I didn't have was a baritone voice. I've always told you. Because when you are at that level, you need a hallelujah. I moved in. I wanted to move my books, move my stuff. And I sat on the seat and the Lord spoke to me. Your place is not here. It was so loud. Your place is not here. I did not succeed in bringing my books to the shelf till this day. I converted it into a prayer room for our pastors. Because you are not in custody of the map. And there's a temptation for you to settle anywhere there's shade. The problem with the children of Israel, God was leading them to a destination. He told them where he was leading them to, but anytime they find little shade, they find wells, they settle there. It will now take God, the hand of God, to get them to move. As you are navigating, every form of comfort will be temptation for you to just say, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abraham was not like that. And I know most of you are trying to settle. You know, you just got a job now, and the job is paying well. Eh? How many? $220,000 per year. You ran to the Jaguar car stand and you picked a V8 vehicle as if you are competing with somebody. Because that sounds like rest to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, you are not aware that you are still in transit. I created the end of my own journey when the cathedral was built. People from the government started coming to look for me. The deputy governor came into my office and he saw my office and said, hey, your office is bigger. It was in that same moment Jesus said, your place is not here. You will be doing yourself a favor working on your ability to hear God. That's how I married my wife. All right? That's how I knew when to resign. I was a big man in the oil industry. In the oil industry. You know, the salary level is based on our colleagues in Houston. So it's universal. So we were big men. We were big men. And I got quick promotion. It was now for me to transit to become a manager. He said, resign. I said, will it not be in the interest of the kingdom of heaven for you to have a manager you can control? It is in the interest of the kingdom. You see me, I was now trying to advise God. Because anytime there's palm tree, anytime there's shade, the children of Israel will camp. Meanwhile, the journey, the one that is still far. May you not camp around palm trees. You camp because there's a way you can take water. You can take water. It's refreshing. Your life will be like the life of Abraham. Even when you want to get married, just pray in tongues about that person. Just set out 3 weeks and pray seriously in tongues. Pray seriously in tongues. You will know. You will know that. Okay. And the reason why it is good to know is because sometimes the people don't look like what you want. You know, you have the flesh has given you an image of how it should be like. And then when someone is now coming and it doesn't really fit into that, That's how many of you miss the people that God sent you. You need to see how I was when I went to my wife. I've asked them to destroy all those pictures. When, even me, when I saw it, I said, this. Online, everywhere. Destroy. Even the hardcore people. May the memory of this perish. So if she was. I saw myself in the mirror before I came here. I'm handsome now. Those days. Huh, you are not. Those days, no. Not at all. One day I called her, I said, how did you? I was every other thing but handsome. I was not handsome. I was. My back, my stomach was flat to the back from fasting, from dry fasting. And then the neck. There was no size of suit that would. I'm like a giraffe in the suit. You will not see any of those pictures. It will affect your faith. I'll tell you. Pray on it. Pray on it. Pray on it. Pray on it. God is always right. Your receptacle must be kept alive. A 24-hour day should not pass that you did not speak in tongues for at least 2 hours. No matter how busy your job is, because I was doing that offshore. I was doing that. Meanwhile, we were the ones that were working, because we'll come to work 8 o'clock in the morning. You don't have closing time. Sometimes we close 12 midnight in the night. Yes, because of work. So whatever you do as work, all of you here, whatever you do as work, you never worked the way we worked. You don't have public holidays. You don't have weekends. For 6 months, I didn't attend church. So under those circumstances, I was not surviving because there was a pulpit that was feeding me. I was surviving because I knew Jesus and I knew how to find him. I disciplined myself to keep my spirit alive. That's the kind of rigor Abraham went through in ensuring that his spirit was alive enough for him to receive GPS. You would discover that the most difficult matter in your life will be direction. Because the pattern that God is trying to implement in your life is exactly what he implemented in the life of Abraham. Are you there? There's no shortcut to divine direction. It is starving your flesh and stuffing your spirit. It is keeping your spirit in a mood of prayer so that the Lord, through his spirit in you, can awake and send a signal strong enough that you cannot ignore. It can pass through your thoughts. It can pass through dreams. It can pass through visions. But he will not stop until he is sure you got the frequency. And when you receive it, it will be so faint that you will not trust it, because you trust this, your senses. That's why you will need spiritual people around you. You will need leaders around you to check with. All right? To check with. Like, because of use, the level of discernment I have working in my spirit is higher than a few of you. It's higher than a few of you. So, okay. Like when we go into the practical section of this teaching, we'll all go to heaven. Then we'll see what you will fetch. No, don't say amen quickly. Because when we get there, most of you won't fetch anything. That means you have not been living by his voice. When you are not living by his voice, it is possible that Satan can waste your time. I tell you the way it is. When you see how bad it is, then you wake up. Satan can waste your time. Nobody in his right senses waiting to be promoted as a manager in the oil industry in my nation will say he's resigning. They kept my letter. They refused to sign it because I was good at the job. My manager refused. After 6 months, I came back. He said, he will sign it. I said, please sign it, sign it. The day that letter was signed, I felt the same joy that I had the day I gave my life to Christ. Meanwhile, my colleagues said the demons that I've been casting on the crusade ground, they are the ones that came to deceive me to resign. The reason why they are saying that is because they are not available, they don't have access to the map. The map that is being downloaded, that is responsible for. I was speaking with some of my colleagues that were preachers, young men like myself. And one of them was saying, I've been to America, been to the United Kingdom, been to the Netherlands, been to Sweden. Then the other one said, I've been here. I said, unfortunately for me, I only go where I'm led. I know you guys are creative, but they called me old school. And I was not a modern guy, that my CV, ministry CV, was not updated. Anything that makes you so wise, that you know the way that the Holy Spirit has not led you to follow, it's many years later you'll find out that you were unwise. You will go to a land that I will show you. I never planned to pioneer a ministry. My pastor was a charismatic giant. And I was satisfied laboring under him, fulfilling my call under him. It was God that spoke to me. I didn't even believe I had the grace to pioneer any ministry. It was when I now started obeying, that's when the grace started coming gradually, until I came to a point now, the way I am, push me anywhere. Send me to India. Come back after 2 years. Don't give me money. Don't give me food. Don't give me, just take me to the airport. Let them stamp me in and say, bye, bye, bye. No problem. I can't speak the language. It's not a problem. Come back after 2 years. You'll be amazed what will happen. Because from the airport there, I will look for the next blind person and start my journey from there. From the airport. Do they fall sick? If they fall sick, I'm relevant. And I don't need to know their language to help sick people. Huh? Do they need people to cast out devils from? I'm relevant. I have something that the society needs. You find a beggar is crippled. Oh, everybody's running away from him. I will run to him. I said, have you considered walking? Is it part of what you desire? I will start from London. I have something from Jesus. I know what I have from Jesus. I know. But you see, you will never become like that until you start hearing him and observing the direction he's leading you. And you must know that you don't know everything. He knows everything. So sometimes the things he will lead you to doesn't look it. Just trust him. Just trust him. You bring a man around your life. You know you are a PhD holder. You work with the big people. Work in the powerful administrative offices. So, why we look not on the things that are seen? The way of Abraham is a way of faith. It's a Lord that gives you his perspective on the matter. That's the reason why you become interested. Are you there? Let me take you on a journey. Come with me, I will add one more scripture. Because today I want us to pray and I want us to ascend. To see what you can hear. I want to test your hearing. How many of you can hear? I'm not saying hear my mic, I'm saying hear the Lord. We need to test your hearing today. You are not equipped for great things if you don't have the hearing aid. You will go to a land that I will. What? Okay, wait, before you jump, wait, let's go. So Abraham departed as the Lord had. Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Abraham took Sarai his wife and Lot his brother's son and all their substance that they had gathered and the souls that they have gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. So verse 6, I need to show you verse 6 before I jump. And the reason why I need to show you verse 6 is the sat-nav. Verse 6 gives us a summary of the path where the Holy Ghost led this man. Are you following? And I'd like us to investigate it. And Abraham passed through the land unto the place of Shechem. Where are my theologians? Click on Shechem. Give me the Hebrew meaning of the word Shechem. Shoulder. So the Israelite doesn't carry things on the head like we do in Africa. They put it on the shoulder. So the shoulder is the place of the bearing of burdens. When God wants to train an Abraham-like daughter or son, what he will do is that he will expose you to burdens. I know you don't like trouble. Just one bank, dollars in the account, dollars everywhere, and you swipe your card and say hallelujah. I know that's what you want. But when God wants to produce Abraham, by an act of his sovereignty, he will lead him through paths that will require him to carry weight. Yes, he passed through what? Shechem, onto the plain of Moreh. Can you click on Moreh and tell me the meaning of that in Hebrew? Moreh means teacher. It means the way God will be teaching you as you navigate with him is that he will expose you to burdens, and through those burdens, he will now begin to teach you. Are you there? So me and my wife, we found out the purpose, the type of discipleship that God wanted us to begin to carry out as a family unit. So what we do is this. We find people in church, they don't have where to stay, they don't have who to take care of them. Then we'll bring them home. So our house is always full. If you come to my house, you'll be disappointed. You just see. So we provide food for them. The ones that want to go to school, we fund their schooling. When they are through with school, they would have learned from us, learned our ways, learned how to pray, learned how to, whether or not they had a good example of a father or mother, that doesn't matter. They'll be prepared for life. Then we give them out in marriage. So we have had 13 sets of people like that graduate from under our hand. Not 13 people. Sets. Philip is my witness. He can. So he's in one of the sets. I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to say that. So when you hear that Philip has followed me for 13 years, I took 13 years of his life. That's how. Yeah. So when the Lord said I should resign from work, I was hoping that he would tell the people staying in the house to move. Because there were so many people. I said, grace. I was hoping that he would quietly visit them and say, you see, my son, it's not, I instructed him to resign. So he can't do much more than he has done. Please thank him tomorrow and leave. I was expecting God to do that. But you know what? He didn't visit anyone. And what he had created for me was a burden. Now, most of you that don't understand how God empowers Abraham will get angry, and then you will go and drive the people yourself so that you can lighten. If you do that, you will lose the opportunity to learn what you could not learn in chemistry class. So the people need to eat. Some need to go to school. So many things that must be done. So, I now went to God in prayer because of the great one. I know you are aware of the number of people at home here. And you say I should leave my job. So, how am I going to be getting money to sustain this number? In my relationship with God, I don't know if it applies to you. If I'm talking to God and I'm inquiring from Him, if I ask the right question, He will give me the answer. But if I ask the wrong question, He'll be quiet. So when I brought this question to Him, I think He was waiting for me to ask. So, you know the answer, you will not believe. He said, teach the Bible. In my mind, I knew it was the wrong answer. But you know what? I wanted to obey first. Let it fail. Then I will go back and say, you know, in our last discussion, you asked me to teach the Bible. So, I went and got all my stuff, my tools, my books, my everything in the library. Set one powerful air conditioning unit over my head as I'm studying. Then I began to study. Opportunities to preach all over the world opened to me. And I'm not joking. Philip, you have to help me. How many countries were we doing in 1 month? He has the data. Please help me, help me. They won't believe. So we have, you are in Kenya. You might be surprised that I'm more known in Kenya than you. If me and you go to Kenya, me and you. You know, just following the instruction, what? Teach the Bible. So I began to teach. And the opportunities for me to teach all over the world began to open up to me. And you know what? After 1 month, I knew God was right. You know, I said, I have said this answer God gave me is wrong. But let me go and try it out first. And then provide evidence that it is not working. Then I will go and press charges in order to continue the discussion. In 1 month, it was clear that God was right. So from that time till now, you will come to my house to visit me in the night. You will see me on the Bible. Because that's the strategy for provision that He gave me. Yes. As long as I can teach the Bible, He said I will not lack money. So when we were coming to the U.S. here, I went to see if there was another strategy. Because this is in the U.S. The strategy did not change. Teach the Bible. Teach the Bible. Are you with me? Teach the Bible. a group of a ministry in Taiwan. I didn't know they were following. And after following for some years, they now wrote a letter that they wanted their ministry to become RCM. And that they wanted me to be their spiritual father. That if I agree, I should sign a document. You know how they got to know me? Teach the Bible. They were just following the message. I said, no. What are we doing? Let us go. I have not met them. Okay? So maybe later in the next year, we can now go and search them. But teach what? The Bible. We've had people send us feedback from places like Bermuda. Where is Bermuda on this planet? Saudi Arabia. All over the world, just teaching the Bible. I took that teaching so seriously that as I'm studying, if there's any aspect I don't understand, I will first try to do research across board. When I am not satisfied, then I go and meet Jesus. I said, what were you saying in this scripture? Yes. I do research and I also do consultation with Jesus to get the content of what I dispense. Teach the Bible. There is a formula for your sustenance in God's wisdom. If you are careful enough, He will show you. Meanwhile, if you follow my formula, it won't work for you. It is custom made. Do you understand that? Teach the Bible. So there was no need for us to ask any of the people to go. In fact, we now had more resources than we used to have. Everything went on normally. And when we are making a donation for the ministry, I like to be the highest donor so that I can show the example of sacrifice. And all of those resources are coming from teach the Bible. So much so that my mother sneaked into one of the services I was teaching. Because she didn't know. You know, I told you I was born a stammerer, so I could not speak. She saw me teaching. And it was so clear to her. After the service, she came to me and said, my son, who taught you? What happened to you? So it's a long story. You may not. Just enjoy the teaching. Enjoy it. Teach the Bible. Few days ago, my colleagues sent me a message that they just made them managers. Few days ago, me and you were working on that path. They just say, congratulate us, we just became managers. So if I remained in disobedience, I would have been celebrating. Man, you'd have seen me on Facebook, taking selfie. Hey! The burdens that God exposes you through are opportunities for you to learn. That's how He teaches a man of destiny. Creates a situation that is obvious that in your natural strength, you are not capable of surviving it. Then you now ask. And that's a legitimate ground to ask. You say, okay, you do this. And the reason why you allow the burden is not because of the burden. It's because He wants to give you the wisdom that you will hold for life as your secret. For me, my secret is teach the Bible. I have some little anointing on my life. And as I teach the Bible, those anointings open. My entry point into the realm of anointing is teach the Bible. The healing anointing flows through my hands. Alright? The deliverance anointing flows through. All kinds of things happen, but the entry point is it. So that's my secret. As long as I can teach. And it doesn't matter who led opening prayer, who messed up in praise and worship. Do what you want. When I start... Are you? Do what you want. Do what you want. When I start teaching the Bible, the atmosphere will be reconditioned. The Holy Ghost will begin to come. There's always a side stool around my bed because I can wake up by 2 o'clock. Then I have to write that revelation. Nobody can stop me. 3 o'clock. Because sometimes I see those things in dreams, some scripture. The Bible to me is supernatural. The way God gives me access to divine revelation is supernatural because that's my secret. So what is your own secret? God gives every man a secret. That secret sets him apart. That secret makes him unique. That secret, oh my God, puts him in his own class. So that there may be a million people, but you are not lost in the crowd because that secret makes you stand out. For Moses, he was given a rod. He said, and thou shalt take this rod in thy hand wherewith thou shalt do signs. So what rod do you have? There's an advantage that the Lord gives a man in order to make it easy for him to fulfill his destiny. There's an advantage. My own advantage is what? Teach the Bible. In a moment of time, we are going to test our ability to hear. A lady like that, I met her in Brazil. She has so many problems. She was always looking for counseling. I did what I could. I met her in the United Kingdom again. She relocated from Brazil, came to the United Kingdom. She was still looking for counseling, looking for prayers, looking for... Not too long ago, she still sent prayers. For... No. See, you know what? That's what happens when someone is not... on that journey. You'll be preoccupied with troubles that will overwhelm your life. So you need to labor to enter into the economy of his wisdom for him to direct you to begin to navigate. Have you not seen people that have been, who solve one problem for one problem to another problem, they're on the same point, as if they came here to solve problems. Teach the Bible. You need to receive your own instruction. You need to receive your own message. And then you begin to navigate according to your own message. And then when challenges come on the path of that which he has asked you to do, if you go to him, he will speak to you. Every challenge becomes an opportunity for you to learn a new strategy. And then you begin to see that, no, these lines... are falling to me in pleasant. They were, these things were preordained. That's the only reason why it is easy. Are you there? So every one of us is going to pass through the land of seeker. We are going to navigate through the plain of Mora. The burden that you bear will become the teacher that will expose you to secrets. Let's go for practicals. I know you have been hearing messages since morning. Now, let us... We need to test your hearing. Every year, when we gather, we'll do hearing tests. Hearing tests. How is your hearing? Because for people that walk by faith, your hearing is critical. Are you there? People that walk by faith, your hearing is what? Critical. And it doesn't matter how many mistakes you have made, if you are willing to be led by God, He will bring you out. It doesn't take time. Destiny doesn't take time. Destiny takes encounter. Are you there? We are going to take... Oh, thank you for that sound. Take. Now, let me give you practical lessons to hearing God. If you want to hear God, forget about every trouble. Lighten yourself with it. Okay? Can you do that? I know you have some troubles here and there. That's okay. But if you want to hear Him, lighten. Lighten it. So that you can focus on Him alone. Can you do that? As you try to focus, it involves your mind, it involves your heart. So try to focus. Satan will move your mind. Don't worry. Bring it back. And you keep praying in tongues. Your mind will wander into the fridge, say, yogurt, yogurt, yogurt. Bring the mind back and put it back. Huh? Your mind will wander, say, oh, that I was supposed to buy something. But bring it back. Then the time comes when the anointing takes over your mind, your mind will now be steady. That's how you go. You go with your mind. Don't leave your mind behind. You only leave your mind behind if you just want to charge your spirit. Then you can be using your phone, speaking in tongues, there's no problem. Alright? But if you need to inquire, you want to get a feedback. Remember, Jesus will never despise a heart that is contrite. A heart that is crying because it totally depends on Him. Are you there? He won't despise. Hi, there was a song we sang like this. You journey with your mind in focus. He might give you a song of the spirit. Seminite kebo bambalata. Sikopresko famina teli. Vovinanto kope babinante liaski bobo. Semansama bonde kelia haba kusketo shemino kopre saba boka balai tamantelia Let's take a moment as we speak in the spirit. Make sure you take your mind along. Take your mind along. Take your mind along as you speak in the spirit. Take your mind along. Take your mind along. Take your mind along. Shahosa Sele. Presko fala motania uge mansalite. Presa mina kote breta koska benta kudi masanta babuda. Yebro hosketa mina sale pokore. Kani masaya kunze seke manta kuda mansali bakadia. Presko falante si kobema mina kedali. Ekoskeso sento kopra mama tatala. Escabelatos que to pre, cute manta baburi. Maracusamina, etosamina, aita compre hela is, felitos, felimate, felimacanta babode gascadia, felimane is, quebro bobotatala. Escoprela, cante curia babateli, esico pregota matsupriata babonde, acaeto compra, busca batata, yecosemena curia, precosantali, maracasico, seto balamotali, escopre, cupanto, ufalama, abatelia, sebabonde, escamanta, babonde cascadia, Emina soprehede, Yababota munatalia, Yababontes cababosca, Babres cabinacota, Ela masai cabambela, Corabasatala, Escovela, Ico bambetos, Ico seminite, Ico preco santoria, Ico mantala babote, Ico menacuria, Brasca bomba late, Ecabalatosca, Baita comprehelecade. Esima mamatala ekoske. Press in. Can you press in? Can you press in? You will not find him on the surface. You will not find him on the periphery. He is right in. So press in. Press in. Stir up yourself in the Holy Ghost and exercise your spirit. Press in. Press in. Press in. Press in, Mahore Tali, Shemino Copres Cabalatula, Mantala Babode Cascabina, Tania Branta Babode, Ecascato, Mahalatus, Babonte Kenya, Ecabama Talia, Supresceto Combabuda, Habidogo Brihesatali, Eprocopa Mamatalia, Escoba Bente, Yatus Keto Bambola, Hamakayate. Press in, press in, press in. You will not find him on the surface in the common places. He is right in the deep. Press in, Mahosite, Mahula Otalia, Preco Santo, Amakanta Babababadakaya, Eko Babenakuya, Biscopre, Matakota Badusketa Menakaya.
Yalla baba basanta baboria ekoska batula kama mantalia eskope la motake aboka berabina kuda ebriata babone asesi makaya tobe nakane makasebela mantolia preska press in ya botete babobobotakaya ekamaseli ekamabonatade ekamasanta baboria ela baba batama basanta Ella Kelia, Escobre, La Hico, Maoritania, Pelo Brande Cusca, Ella Pocoria, Brante Cude Mansana, Ella Baba Gayakata, Ebra Banta Bala Balata, Ella Cusca Benatia, Ebra Banta Baba Bola Casca, Abena Codia Planta Babala Conde, Amina Sopria Dama Bonde, Agaya Toka Baba Balata, Agaya Kande Kai, Amasote, Amakanda Babola Kandia. Esa mena kuna aposketo mentale aposama talababoria emina saye esa mena kadia amena talababodika skadia etso mento kote ela vinta agamanta babodia agamensa iga agamanta babodla kadu asa mena kodia seba kote amena kota branda babodla ta ah sebila itaka bebo mokba laita akase mena kode balota akaba
name of Jesus. Now listen, when you begin to flow like that, it will be easy for you to hear him. Notice that he's going to pass through the window of your thoughts, the window of your imagination. Your imagination is a screen. All right? It's a screen. And your thoughts is for the audio. Initially, it will be faint. And you might despise it. Okay? You might despise it. But little things that appear in the realm of the spirit are signs of abundant things to come. You know, it was a small hand that Gehazi saw. He said, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. All right? It will come. Mine has come. Not because he didn't speak to you, but because you couldn't recognize what he was saying. Okay? Your thought, your imagination, the screen. It's either you see something and you know you saw something. You don't know how you saw it. Or it passes through your thought. Sometimes it just drops a scripture. Okay? As you're beginning to trust it, begin to depend on it, it starts expanding, becomes stronger. There are three ladies in this congregation. These three ladies, God wants them set apart for him. Three ladies. His glory will cover them because we are going to set them apart tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, these ones that you want to set apart in this meeting so that you can begin to relate with them on a higher level of your grace. So we are asking that you identify them, that your touch, your hand will come so strong. For the hand of the Lord will come upon you. He will open up your spirit. Make it easier for you to perceive his will. When God wants to speak to you, he begins to fill your heart. When he begins to fill your heart, Anything he places on your heart, it can be a song, a scripture. Put it in your mouth and begin to say it. If it's a song, begin to sing it. Because that song, that scripture, it's a means of transportation. He wants to move you into another dimension. I'm seeing someone in the congregation. There's someone God wants to give a sword in the spirit. You will become a vessel, a very accurate vessel of spiritual warfare. When you open up a matter, you open up a matter for warfare, that sword will go forth. The anointing on your life is multiplying, it's multiplying. Let me touch the lady. He wants to make you a warrior. He wants to make you a warrior. He wants to make you a warrior. He gives you a sword. A sword. A sword. Lord, prepare me. I sent you a breath, pure and holy, right and true. Oh, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare me. Sanctuary, a sanctuary, pure and holy, pure and holy, tried and true,
tried and true,
with thanksgiving. Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare me. I said to pure and holy, tried and true,
tried and true,
with thanksgiving, happy. Now listen to me. There's someone I see. You have a pain somewhere on your stomach. You have a pain somewhere on your stomach. You've been coping with this pain, but I believe God wants to heal that pain. So is there anybody in the congregation, you have pain on your stomach, you've been coping with it, it's been there for quite some time, you've been coping with the pain, just come. I'll be Ali. Lord, prepare me. Just touch you like this, just a touch. Just a touch. If are there still people left? Okay, you are ushers. So there are two of you whose cases are an emergency, and the hand of the Lord will come upon you. Two of Lord, those ones whose cases are an emergency, I ask, oh God, let your hand be strong on them. Let your hand be strong on them. Let your hand be strong on them. Let your hand be stronger on them. Stronger on them. Stronger on them. In the name of Jesus. Let your hand be stronger. Let your hand be stronger. Let your hand be stronger. As you melt away, as you melt away, as you melt away, every form of pain, every growth, as you melt it away. Oh, it's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. Melt it away in the name of Jesus. Melt it away completely. Melt it away completely. Take it out completely. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, do me a favor. Look for that pain for me. Look for it. And press it. Look for the pain. If it's here. Press it and try to find it. Please press hard, hard. If you can't find the pain again, then you wave like this. You wave like this to me. Look for it. If you can't find it, wave to me. So if I touch you, you can go. If you can't find the pain, you wave. You can't find it. You can't find it. Yeah. Look for it. Look for it. Look for it. Yes. Look for it. Okay. Thank you, Father. Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. Now, we have a
have on the margins.
Now, I'm seeing someone. The symptoms you are having, you are afraid. The symptoms that you are having, you think it is cancer because there's a pain somewhere, and you are having, you are afraid about that pain, that it can be something terrible. That's the person that I'm looking for. I don't know where the pain is, but this person thinks that pain can be cancer, and the person, you didn't tell anybody, you just been handling it. Come this way. The Lord will take it out. Thank you, Lord. Yes, so if I touch you now, you can go and sit. In the next 12 minutes, we'll ask for you to check the place again. If I touch you now, you can go and sit. We'll check it again in about 12 minutes. And then you realize that God has done something. So that pain that you've been having quietly, the Lord is going to take it away. Father, in the name of Jesus, we confront every wicked growth, wicked pain, every wicked symptom. We confront it in the name that is above every name. We dethrone that pain. We curse it to its roots. We curse it to its roots. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command it to dry up, to dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up. We command it to dry up. We command that pain cease in the name of Jesus. Cease in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Yes. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to impart some spiritual gifts to you. Maybe I will pray for the sick first, so that I can give you. I have the authority from Jesus to give you something. All right? Oh, you see, somebody's already receiving it, and the person's heart is open. And yeah, you're already taking it. It's already taking it. If we are going to turn the heart of America, we need to have gifts from the Holy Ghost. Gifts from the Holy Ghost. We'll need gifts. Sebinato kobe man itali. Kasiko brego ba itali. Siko brante kusketa ike. Siko selabo. All right. You wait. Come. I want to give you something. You need some gifts. You need some gifts. Oh. the ability to see the future before it comes. Okay, one person has received that one. The ability to see the future before it comes. The ability to see the future before it comes. Yeah, yes, yes. The anointing is stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. Yes. You will not walk in darkness. Grace is given unto you in the name of Jesus. So the gift of word of knowledge. You know, when you meet people, you just know them. Yes, you just know. Supernaturally, you just know. Become strong on you in the name of Jesus. And grace in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So now I'm going to pray. Oh my God. You see, I'm being poured an anointing. It's running on my head as if it's physical oil. Yeah. It's running on my head as if it's physical oil. So some people too will receive of this anointing. They will receive of it. It's running like physical oil. It's running like physical oil on my head. Join him. Anyone that has asthma, I have authority over asthma. So if anybody has asthma, just join. Asthma, I have authority over. Anyone that has asthma, join them. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
Your rest.
Anyone with asthma, please join them. Thank you, Father. Still in the congregation, I would like us to speak in the spirit job for just 1 minute. Let's arise in the spirit. Arise in the spirit. Arise in the spirit. Irababa soko mama yateli. Irababa sose sali koba melahate. Are you on the line? Okay, so you can stand here. Father, you gave me authority over asthma. And so tonight, I say, asthma, come out. Asthma, come out. Asthma, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Asthma, leave. Leave her. Leave her. Leave. Now, some of them will cough. Asthma, leave! Leave! In the name of Jesus. Take your filthy hands off them. Release them. Release them. Release them. Release them. Release them. Leave! Leave in the name of Jesus. Release them. Release them. Release them. Release them. Release them. Release them. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. I said, come out, asthma. In the name of Jesus. Release them. Release her. Release her. Release him. From today. From today. The influence of that demon is broken over your life. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You'll be amazed what will happen from today. You can go. You'll be amazed what will happen. I want to pray for some sick people. Any healing miracle you desire is your portion tonight. Any healing miracle. Anyone here with a doctor's report? Maybe the doctors gave you a report. Was not too good. Anybody like that? Sister? You will be amazed. That asthma will be far from you. Far from you. Can't wait. Okay. Some people desire the healing grace, the healing anointing. Father, let the flames of this gift begin to catch. Begin to catch on those that desire it. Let the flame of the gift catch. Let it catch strong. Let it catch strong, Father. Let it catch strong. In the name of Jesus. Let it catch strong. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, the flame be on you. The flame be on you. Come. Let the flame be on you. Let the flame be on you. Let the flame be on you. In the name of Jesus. Shiale to compre hisa binai to cola baba baba. An increase of the gift of healing. It's an increase that is on your right hand. Yes, there's an increase. It's an increase. An increase. An increase. An increase. An increase. An increase. Praise. 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 Lord, take away the burden, take away the heavy weight, the heavy burden on her heart. Take it away, take it away, take it away, Lord. Take it away in the name of Jesus. Yes. I don't want us to go too far so that they can rest. Okay, so can we pray for the sick if there's anyone that desires? Oh, okay. Yes, you have the healing gifts. Let it be multiplied. Let it increase in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. All right. Come. Amen. Amen. Blessed and glory. Wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor. Release upon you the grace to push you into your destiny. Things will begin to happen. The silence ends. A new day comes upon you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Weep not. Weep not. Your time has come. Father, tonight we give you praise, we give you glory. We ask, oh God, that your strong hand might come upon every sick body, even those with doctor's reports, confirmed infirmities. Let the power of sickness be broken. Let the power of disease be broken. Let spells be broken. Let weapons of witchcraft be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let every utensil of manipulation used against them be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Now you will not believe me, but let me say what I see. Someone among us here you won't believe. So is there any need? Your name was taken to an evil place. Your name, I see it on the list of four that was placed on a demonic altar, and I know you don't believe that. So I need to ask God to help me. Father, can you help me? Can you help me? Help me find that one whose name was taken to an evil place. Help me find that one. Yes, so that which has blocked your destiny, I cut it off in the name of Jesus. I separate you from that arrangement in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. I break the influence of that altar over your life, over your destiny. I cut off every manipulation that has delayed you, held you down. Let the yoke be broken. Let it 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 be broken. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. That which swallowed your sister will not swallow you. Do not swallow. Be comforted. Be comforted. It will not swallow you. It will not swallow you. Ah, you see, that sister's destiny just opened. Yes. We uproot sickness. We uproot curses. We uproot words that have been weaponized against destiny. Aish. We uproot it in the name of Jesus Christ. We uproot it in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a work of deliverance God is doing now. I'm seeing him. He's pulling someone out of a ditch. Someone is being pulled out. Someone is being pulled out. Someone is being pulled out. Yes, you are being pulled out. You are being removed. You are being removed. You are being removed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, grant that no one that came here with sickness will go back with the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. So I say, let pains go. I say, let deaf ears, deafening spirits be bound. Let blinding spirits be bound. Let tumors begin to dissolve, to dry up. In the name of Jesus. Hey, there's somebody in our midst, and you see darkness when you go to sleep. In fact, some days is worse than other days. There seems to be a spiritual reality that you cannot remove yourself from. You cannot unplug yourself from. Sometimes some nights are worse than other nights. And when it is really bad, it's as if what you saw was so real. Evil things, evil things, evil things. That yoke, as I speak, that yoke is beginning to break. That yoke is beginning to break. That yoke is beginning to break. Yes, the yoke is breaking. It is breaking. It is breaking. It is breaking. It is breaking. The person that I'm talking about, unfortunately, while you were ignorant, there was some form of initiation that took place. The spirit that is responsible for this ordeal is telling me that I have the right to do what I'm doing. Okay? So by the power that is in the blood of Jesus, by the authority that is in the anointing that the Lord Jesus himself has given unto me, I command that spirit that has held you in captivity, I break, I destroy the grip of that spirit over your soul, over your body, over your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your hands. Take your hands off. You have no right. You have no authority. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yasile ko rahapa kamanta esoke laite. Esko pre la uke mansala kuria. Oh my God. Oh my God. You will smile. You will smile. You will smile. You will smile. Aiko santoria brema matala harakuna. Please bring that person. Bring that person. I need to help that person. I need to help that person. I need to help her. She's not aware of what is happening. Oh. Okay, wait. Okay, wait. Leave her. 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 Leave her first. Leave her. Okay. So I say to you, you spirit of darkness, take your hands. Take your hands. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. Remove your hands. Remove your hands. I break your yoke. I break your yoke. I break your yoke. In the name of Jesus. Satan cannot stay. He doesn't have the right. Oh my God. Ayabora Kabesh. Yes. You want to say something? Oh. Okay. Are you saying my time has finished? Lady, I must be sure that she's fully delivered. Amen. Amen. Blessing and glory. We stand and her hand. Lord, I hold her hand and I pull her out. I unplug her this instant. I unplug her destiny. I unplug her health. I unplug, Lord, her well-being, her finances from the influence of this terrible spirit of darkness, in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, help me lay hands on her head. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, you are released. You are released. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. So, let me bless you and run away. Before I do this blessing, please bring to mind one thing that has been difficult for you to achieve. Just one. And talk to God about it for 2 minutes. Right? Something that looks impossible. You've tried, it did not work. Tell God now. You don't want to take advantage of the... Okay, so maybe I will shut it down. Okay, so one thing that is so difficult. Tell him now. Okay. Make sure you are talking. Tell him such things that are impossible with men. Just one. I saw my light a kababunda. Ye prokose kabaku de mansalike. Lupe baba katalia. Oh, he's already answering some people. He's already answering. Yes, their books have been open. Their books have been open already. Yes, yes, it's answering them. It's answering them. It's answering them. It's answering them. Oh, grace, come. Let me. Yes, Lord, open our own books and attend to her destiny. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. 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 Forever and ever. Amen. Power
belongs to the Lord.
Touching the things that were raised before you tonight. Before we gather again for the second edition of Kadash, give them their miracles in the name of Jesus. Give them their miracles in the name of Jesus. Meanwhile, for one of you, I see a man that is insisting that you will not rise, you will not rise, you will not rise. That yoke over your life is removed tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Victor. Yes. So it was behind you I saw that man. It was behind you. So let every link you have to an oppressor, let that link be destroyed, be taken away from you. Forever and ever. See what will happen in the next few months. You say, I have not forgotten you. You say, I have not forgotten you. Raise your head. I have not forgotten you. I have not forgotten you. I have not forgotten you, says the Lord. Jesus, 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 you are not seen. You are about to be clothed. You are about to be clothed. You are about to be clothed. There's a garment. There's a garment. There's a garment you need to wear. There's a garment. There's a garment that you need to wear. There's a garment. There is a garment. There is a garment. The Lord clothes you. He 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 clothes you. Oh. 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 There is a garment. There is a garment. Come. a blessing upon you. It will speak. It will speak.
Never.